Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by ESPN insider, former New York Jets general manager Mike Tannenbaum. Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes hanging out with the Killer Bees this afternoon. Lots of questions surrounding the Houston Texans offseason. I want to start from the beginning. Lovie Smith fired after 1 year as the head coach, won three games, one fewer than a year ago, and they had, I think, a better roster than they did a season ago. He oversaw the defense that was towards the bottom of the NFL back-to-back years. Do you think the Texans were right by moving on from Lovie?
Great to be with you guys. I was a little surprised that they let him go, just given the fact that, you know, to go one and done in back-to-back years is a surprise. You know, Coach Smith and someone that's had success in our league, taking a team to the Super Bowl. So hopefully they get it right moving forward, because this is a team that has a long way to go, and you certainly need some stability.
Mike, when you look at what we've been kicking around for the last several days since Sean Payton actually said he was interested, actually followed through with it and talked to the team and has talked since and subsequently about what it might take to get him, we know that this roster was the worst in the NFL for the last two seasons. We know that they got a little better with a good draft last year, but we also know they have a long road to go. I've said over and over again, I'm not sure it's the right pairing of Sean Payton, where he is in his career and what he wants to do, and where the Texans are and what they're trying to do. But the big kind of bugaboo is, would you be willing to give up either the 12th pick this year, or, like he said with Colin Cowherd, a middle to late first round pick when you have so many holes to fill on this roster? I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I would do anything I can to go get Sean Payton. I was fortunate enough to be with the Jets when Coach Parcells and Coach Belichick came there. The team had won one game the year before. When we got there, we won nine games in year one, and we were in the championship game in year two. So I saw it firsthand. Like, it doesn't have to take long to turn things around. And the day Sean Payton walks in that building is the day that the Houston Texans have credibility and a real chance to win.
I think that's the question, Mike. Appreciate you coming on this after. I saw you this morning doing a lot of work, so I know that you're working hard today. How much value does a coach have? Because you mentioned working with Parcells. Sean Payton, I think, is the biggest name that's in this coaching cycle and the biggest name that the Texans have planned to interview. What is the value? Like, it's hard to put like a grade on that, a weight on that. You've worked in the NFL for a long time. Is it worth a first rounder? Is it worth a first and third rounder? How much is that good coaching worth?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you get the right coach, it makes all the difference in the world. Look at the Giants. You know, a year ago, like, Daniel Jones was looking like, you know, maybe he's a bust. Now he's playing like a franchise quarterback. A head coach can impact your program in so many different ways. So, absolutely. You get a guy like Sean Payton. Again, like, not only are you getting Sean Payton, but he'll put together an incredible staff. Free agents will want to come there because they know they have a chance to win. It changes your franchise immediately.
So, Mike, looking at the draft, I don't know how much you've had a chance to look at these quarterbacks, because, again, the other big discussion point here in Houston as it relates to professional football is the quarterbacks that are available in this draft and what should the Texans do. Should they go with the name that everybody sees enough of to know that the Heisman Trophy winner in Bryce Young? Should they go with a little bit more of a relative unknown in Levis? Or should they go with the guy that stepped up late in the season and showed you maybe some things you didn't see previously in C.J. Stroud, who just announced yesterday? What are your thoughts on the three QBs?
Yeah, I like Bryce Young. I think he has rare ball skills just in terms of, like, accuracy, ball placement, anticipation. He's a little undersized, which would concern me, but of the three, you know, when you watch Levis against Tennessee, that's a concern. I like C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud really reminds me a lot of Dak Prescott. They remind me of each other physically and sort of like their play style. I think Stroud's going to be really solid as well. So for me, it's Young 1, Stroud 2.
Mike Tannenbaum joining us on the HR&P guest line. Quarterback is going to be a big topic of conversation in this city all the way up until the April 27th draft. Mike, I'm curious a little bit more on the coaching situation, because the Texans have eight names that they're interviewing or plan to interview. They requested the interview with eight different guys. I'm sure that you've been involved in a good share of this over your career in the NFL. What is a general manager looking at in this entire process? What are those conversations like? And ultimately, what, because, like, everybody wants a head coach that looked really good on paper, right? Benny Johnson, a great year as the offensive coordinator of Detroit. Sean Payton, prestigious resume, former Super Bowl champion. But what are the general managers looking for when they have those one-on-one conversations with these candidates?
Starts with leadership. You know, you're going from being a play caller, you were, depending on which side of the ball you're coming from, to being a CEO. How do you hire people? How do you hold them accountable? How do you give them feedback? And then, you know, from there, it's everything that goes with it, how you build your roster. And all the, you're basically becoming, going from a play caller to CEO, and scaling leadership, attention to detail, hiring people are the most important attributes.
How important, Mike, as it relates to coaching, is it to get an offensive-minded coach if you are going to go quarterback in the first round of the draft? Because we've seen it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't believe in that at all. You know, Coach Parcells was on the defensive side of the ball. Coach Belichick was on the defensive side of the ball. Pete Carroll. I can go on and on and on. You want to get a CEO. You want to get a leader. You want somebody that's going to develop players, hold others accountable. Again, if you get the right head coach, they're going to bring in the right coaches. So I would not just solve for one side of the ball. I would try to solve for the attributes of, again, effective leadership.
Do you think from the Texans' point of view they have to have quarterback in this draft?
Absolutely. I don't see, you know, an answer on campus. And, again, if they're lucky enough that Bryce Young falls to them, I think it's a no-brainer.
Okay, take Sean Payton out of the equation. Of the young guys that they've interviewed that have been rumored to be connected with this team, both offensive and defensive minds, who's impressed you the most? Who, we mentioned Ben Johnson, but it's a one-year sample size. We see a D'Amico Ryans who's really kind of been that kind of, you're talking a leader of men for the Niners for a couple of years now.
Yep. I had a good fortune of working with Ben Johnson in Miami. He's a problem solver. He's very relatable to players. He's firm, but he does it in a way that's nurturing. And you know, the other guy for me is Dan Quinn. Dan's been taking the team to the Super Bowl. His resume was on display last night watching that great Cowboy defense.
Yeah, Cowboys looked great yesterday. Do you think that was the last time we see Brady on the football field?
I think it's the last time we see him in Tampa. I mean, I think he was saying goodbye to the local media if you listen to his words carefully. So we'll see. You know, he's earned the right to do whatever he wants. You know, after winning as many Super Bowls as he has, you know, to me it would make sense to walk away. But, you know, he's the all-time great. And if he wants to keep playing, like, that makes him happy, then go ahead and do that, Tom.
Where's he going?
I think he plays. I don't think he plays in Tampa. And I think he just loves competing. And, you know, I think we just got to take him at his face value.
All right. So this is personal to me, too, as well. But I'm interested in another guy. Does he give it another go-around in Aaron Rodgers? Because of the fact, and you're the expert as a general manager, they restructured his deal. It's basically, from what I've been told, he either retires or he comes back to the Packers because trades and dead cap and all that stuff would just be too taxing. Do you what do you think he does, and what should Green Bay do?
Yeah, I would want an answer sooner than later. I think him not being in their offseason program hurt in terms of the chemistry with those young receivers, Romeo Dobbs and Christian Watson. I think they got to feel better about Jordan Love this year than last year. So to me, if I'm them, I'm being very respectful, but I want an answer sooner than later because you got to be able to build your roster. You got to know if he's, you know, in or out.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on the Killer Bees this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the NFL playoffs.
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Mike Tannenbaum, former NFL general manager with the New York Jets, current ESPN insider. He's had a long